let the dogs out. You know, the dogs can be fun to play with in the neighborhood, but when bad dogs do bad things in your yard and around your shrubs and plants, what do you do? Joining us live is WTOP's garden editor, Mike McGrath, our Friday Yard Warrior. Is there a way to keep the dogs away from your plants, Mike?
Well, first we have to make a correction. There are no bad dogs, but there sure are some miserable owners out there.
You are right about that.
Agreed.
Yes, one thing I've learned is early in the season, you don't know what's going to try to come into your garden. So I set up a motion-activated sprinkler pointing at the garden, and it has chased away deer. It chased away a very confused Canada goose who tried to get into my garden. It keeps my cats and feral cats out of the garden. And when we got this question from a listener who's, I mean, his neighbors are just ridiculous. They're killing his boxwoods. They must be seeing this happening. And they just stand there and let the dogs do it. So the first thing he should do is put up some signage. I went online and found a company that sells like 100 different, either funny or severe, keep your dog off of this area signs. And you should do that first and put those signs up at around 3 or 4 feet in the air, so that people can't miss them, and then if they complain later on, it was like, can you read? And if you can't read, that's why we use the ones with the universal symbols, too. And then, if that doesn't work after about a week, you set up a motion-activated sprinkler. You aim it very carefully so that something has to actually almost, like, touch the plant, and what will happen when it breaks the beam is it'll shoot directly 2 cups of cold water right in that direction. That will discourage the dog from returning, and it might even wake up the owner. You never know.
Mike, there are some products I've seen that claim to, you know, will ward off dogs. The dogs don't like the smell of whatever's in this container. Do those things actually work?
There has never been any proof that they work. If people want to try it, these things are generally non-toxic, they're bad smelling. It might help, it might not help. I tend to take a more direct route. I want success. And, you know, it would be so good if you put up the signs and the problem stopped. It would restore your lagging faith in mankind. And if what we expect happens continues to happen, then you soak them with some cold water. Nobody gets hurt, and you get even.
I like it. WTOP's garden editor, Mike McGrath, our Friday Yard Warrior.